Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Hold up. Just a little technical difficulties. It's your boy Tafari XL, and it's the Block Report. We're going to start off with our music as we normally do. I got something a little bit different, and we're going to start off with this. Jada Kiss, We the Realest Ones Left. It's Block Report. It's your boy, I'm your host, Tafari XL. We're going to do a great show today, so just roll with me and let the music come in and rock out, y'all. Queens with Life Camp. with the Life Camp organization. And so I got a performance with them. I'll be out there out in Jamaica, Queens. And I'll give y'all, shoot y'all the address and everything on Wednesday's show and give y'all the time and all of that. I also have one up in Harlem. I'll give you the location for that. June 21st, 2016 will be the two locations. Those are two out of three locations. The third location, I got one in Brooklyn, but I might have a scheduling kind of issue with that, so I don't really want to talk about that too much, but the two out of the three, definitely Harlem on June 21st, 2016. I'll give you the location to see me out there, and also Jamaica, Queens, June 21st, 2016, see me out there. I'll give you the location. Wednesday show, I'll give all location and time and all that details and information, so I'll be up there performing and everything. Also, you can find The Block Report has its own Facebook page, facebook.com/TheBlockReport. And you can, I'd like you to go there, like the page, share, comment, do all of that, you know, holler at me about what's going on with the show. The call-in number and whatever's on your mind and what you see that I'll be putting out there. The call-in number is 929-477-3093. The call-in number is 929-477-3093. Now that I got all of that information and all that stuff out to you guys, you know, we're going to kick it today. It's Monday. Normally we do Monday motivations, and, you know, we want to get people, you know, get you motivated and all of that type of stuff. I want to talk about a couple of topics that I've heard so far going on in the news. Of course, before I go any further, how can I forget? Let me just also send my condolences out to Muhammad Ali's family, you know, the great one, the greatest. And I know many of you have heard that he passed over the weekend. This past Friday, I believe, and so he's transitioned and gone on into that next level. So, you know what I'm saying? And he's someone that has had such a great impact on generations of people and many people around the world. There probably is no other person around today that has been so impactful and embraced by so many people and generations of the world around. As far as I hear, there's going to be plenty of dignitaries, as far as kings, queens, and all kinds of people that have already probably sent their well wishes and stuff, but looking to make their appearances at some sort of memorial. So that gives you a kind of idea of the man he was, of the man himself. And I got a couple of clips that I'm going to play today of Muhammad Ali, him speaking on a couple of things. I'm going to play a clip on him speaking on, one, the Vietnam War, and another clip where he's speaking on race here in America. And, of course, and then I want to give another, I want to point out something else. Then we're going to talk about some of the topics and stuff that's going on in the news and all of that situation. And we're going to get into all of that stuff and everything, and we're just gonna kick it. What I'd like to do, though, before I get into all of that, is I'm gonna go ahead, I'm gonna drop some music, and then we'll come back in, get stuff situated, get everything in its proper perspective, and get everything set up, get this board queued up, and come with the information and drop this heat on y'all. All right, so just give me a second. We're gonna go do that. We're gonna play something. One of my joints here in New York, produced by E. Smitty, and of course yours truly, TofallXL, is doing the vocals and spitting the rhymes on there. And then we're gonna come back once I get back off of that joint or whatever. We play a little bit of that. Then from the break, we segue and we're going to these clips from Muhammad Ali.
Shit is happening all over. It's like people done run amok. Shit is all fucked up. We getting murdered left and right. Ain't nobody stopping it. Yo. No matter where you go, it's still the same old. Kids on the street, some that ran away from home. Fiends, drug dealers, pimps, and renegade hoes. Drug prices rise when there's a drought on dope. People in the streets just look asking for a pic. Some young girl in a parlor or outside turning tricks. Dude plotting on a dope house, trying to catch a lick. The Asian police lying, trying to make the charges stick. Or dealers hitting the streets, fresh from the pen. Come a whole to a laundry list of dead friends. Some youngin' out, trying to get a rap as a gunner. Another rapper claiming to capture the summer. Yo, it's the same, from Cleveland to Ferguson. No indictment, a true bill, but the verdict's in. From Chi-Town to Compton and Oakland, you know what it is. Our community's been broken.
New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Live street shit
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Reality rap
pumping on your block.
It's been said it's nothing new that's under the sun. Another mother mourning her child's murderer. Police out of control, seeking inner city residents. Every day another slaying of unarmed black men. 50% unemployment and poverty's got them locked in. While billionaires is profiting. Our girls fill their bodies with silicone and collagen. No cure for cancer, but pharmaceuticals is prospering. Power structures are scared of youth in the streets. They don't want you awoke, they want you to stay asleep. The game is rigged for cowards, liars, and cheats to win. You get a longer sentence based on the color of your skin. Martin Shkreli bought the drug Jared Prim. They raised the price by over 5,000%. Saving lives is not the mission, but how much cash that you stashed in your saving. Now that's capitalism.
New York, the same shit is going on.
Word, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Real hip hop
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
Word, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. The same shit is going on.
Live street shit
pumping on your block.
How much have you invested in time bitching and bickering over bullshit and nothing that's progressive or obsessing over paper and material possessions? I know I'm supposed to entertain, I ask serious questions. Most of the shit you see in the media is so depressing. Even with a black president, the same or worse oppression. They say the game never changes, just the players. So I plan to play so well that they'll never play us. From my heart to God's ear, I swear these years it's been more clear. Mother shed more tears. We in global warfare. Is there love? Sorry, son, there ain't no love here. Love them packed up and moved away to Mars. So I be sitting at you like I was the Wizard of Oz. With these out of this world bars and a flurry of metaphors. So far, I got the game covered like a blizzard, y'all.
New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Reality rap
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Real hip hop
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Ferguson, Missouri.
Pumping on your block.
Yeah. All right, that's In New York by yours truly, Tafari XL. Let's get the flowing music back on. So, yeah, we're going to go ahead. We're going to go into these two clips that I got by Muhammad Ali. As I said, one on the Vietnam War and one on race. And then I'm going to go ahead and make my comments based on what he said. And then we're going to go into what was some stuff that's going on in the news today. So we're going to start with the one on Vietnam.
My conscience won't let me go shoot my brother or some darker people or some poor hungry people in the mud for big powerful America and shoot them for what? They never called me nigger. They never lynched me. They never put no dogs on me. They never robbed me of my nationality, raped and killed my mother and father. Well, I'm going to shoot them for what? How am I going to shoot them? Them little poor little black people, little babies and children and women. How can I shoot them poor people? I'll just take me to jail.
I'm not going to help nobody get something my Negroes don't have. If I'm going to die, I'll die now, right here fighting you. If I'm going to die, you my enemy. You my opposer when I want freedom. You my opposer when I want justice. You my opposer when I want equality. You won't even stand up for me in America for my religious beliefs, and you want me to go somewhere and fight, but you won't even stand up for me here at home.
Oh, man, the great one, Muhammad Ali, speaking truth to power, speaking truth to these people. Now, what I'm saying is when you hear people say, make America great again, is this the same America that they're relating to? That Muhammad Ali was basically speaking up against? When you hear these people say, make America great again, is this the America that they're talking about? So follow what I'm saying here, people. You see, one of the things, you see, that was part of the greatness. See, a lot of people see Muhammad Ali, you know, they love him, the greatness, for being the athlete he was and being a heavyweight champ. But you see, it's amazing, you know, he took that position, which a lot of these athletes don't do that nowadays. But he took the position of that, or at least he saw. And basically, probably from after him, after Muhammad Ali, there's not going to be no other athlete like that that stood up for their convictions. Because that's what most people really, nowadays, everybody, most people, so that's how they look at him. They say, damn, you know, he put everything on the line, was willing to risk and lose all whatever achievements he had made in life and comforts in life that he had just to stand up for his beliefs and his convictions. You don't see many people out here that are like that, that exhibit that kind of character and that type of internal fortitude. Many people out here don't have that same kind of thing. So that's what really, in all, deep down inside, when people look at it, what they admire for is that. It's that part, because they know they don't have that. That's something that they don't have, that very few of them have inside of them at all. But also that made others despise him. So what I'm saying is, I'm going to get into it, because you see, a lot of people, you see, he was not, what a lot of people miss is that you see everybody now with this outpouring of how much, oh, Muhammad Ali this, Muhammad Ali that, or whatever, and they love Muhammad Ali. But the whole thing is, when he was vocal and was able to voice his opinion and be the type of, and make the type of social commentary that he made, a lot of people didn't like him. And then now, after the Parkinson's came, and the Parkinson's kind of came and slowed him down, and he couldn't be as vocal. Then it was like, okay, well now he's quieted down. He can't do as he can't be such the force that he was with his voice anymore, or so they thought. And so that's when they started heaping upon him and bestowing upon him all these honors and such. And everything, and because he wasn't that much of a threat anymore. And that's my whole thing, is what you got to recognize is that once you exhibit and show some sort of strength, especially as a black person, a black man, that you are considered a threat. You are considered a threat. And, you know, and the ones that are not considered to be a threat are the ones that are feminine and lack assertiveness or masculinity, assertiveness and masculinity, and they're not promoted to show any real sense of confidence. Some of this fake confidence by talking about you got Gucci and Louis and Prada, and that's supposed to be where your confidence is at. So is that type of nonsense right there that's going on? So they don't. So they'll promote that, the popular culture and the media. They'll promote that stuff for you as a black man, but for you to be speaking up and talking about real social issues or things that's going on with people, that's not promoted. That's not promoted. Or, you know, it's like, oh, you know, you're being a troublemaker, or you're trying to upset the apple cart or something like that. So they don't really go for that. So that's why I say, when you see them coming with this stuff, talking about, oh, Ali was so great or whatever, a lot of it is fake. It's because of the time he lost his voice. But he still did so many great things, even with that, even with the disease that he lived with, Parkinson's disease, which is amazing. He lived with it for over three decades, and showed his resiliency, showed his strength, and showed others how you could live even with a disease like that. And so, and was still very much involved in charitable means and such. So what I'm saying is, the man showed inspiration over and over, time and time again, over and over. So he definitely is deserving of as many praise, as much praise or accolades as he could get, because he's definitely represented and is a shining example of the kind of person that would be worthy to be emulated. So, as far as I said, in all the things I've mentioned. So now let's go on. We're going to play the next clip on, which is Ali on Race. And don't forget, I'm here. The phone lines are open. Call up. His caller number is 929-477-3093. And if you're on the line, push 1. Push 1, and I'll bring you into the conversation. All right? So let's play this second clip, which is Ali on Race.
Slavery free. Face it, you hate to admit it and you don't mean it that way, but your people don't want the slave to be free. That's the whole thing. They really, it's, why not let me go? Why not let me go, white man? They don't want to let that Negro go. That Negro leave, that's his protection. Tornadoes, droughts, hurricanes, all kind of trouble. Man, America been under so much trouble, we went over there been pitiful. The wise whites know it. Your white brother knows if we wasn't America, it'd have been in trouble long ago. You had some problems. We're not all brothers. No, you say we're brothers. We're not brothers. We white and black are not brothers. No, we're not brothers. Brother don't lynch a brother, cut his private off and put it in his mouth, tie horses and pull him apart and burn him up and kill pregnant women before the babies are born. Enslaving 400 years, robbing his name, his language, and today still doing it. Still, police stop on the highway and look for black people because they're new cars in modern times and pull them over. And I see them in modern cities and everywhere doing something to provoke him, make him say something or shoot him. If he don't say nothing, he get mad because he can't get him for nothing. Beat him up. All kind of injustice. Only reason cameras on me. Only reason I'm in the shape I'm in because I'm the world's greatest fighter. Otherwise, I'd be another Negro.
There you go, y'all, Muhammad Ali. Now, he was giving this interview at least over 30 years ago when he was speaking on this topic. Now, you could hear that some of the things he was even mentioning in that interview is still going on today. So when people want to tell you stuff and say stuff like, oh, that was so long ago, slavery, this, that was so long ago, forget about it, or why you can't get over it, and this, that, and all this other stuff. I mean, you recently, just 8 years ago, just got a black president. I mean, and then they feel like you got a black president, then the whole world, everything, all racism is gone and it doesn't exist. So why we still have the situations that we have that's going on with all these police killings, you know, and black people dying in police custody? Why do we still have all those situations going on? That's my question to you. That's my question to you. You're claiming that America has, I mean, look at this guy, Donald Trump, he's the Republican nominee for presidency. I mean, what do you think? What do you think? Here we are. It's right in your face, and you want to deny it because you don't want to admit what's true. And that's how you can't get over something. You can't say, somebody will say, well, you know how you get rid of problems with race? Just don't talk about it. Oh, yeah, that's how you treat anything that is a problem or a virus or a sickness. Just don't talk about it. People got to come up with better solutions. People got to be honest about stuff. People got to be real. You know what I'm saying? I know that for most people anyway, that these are uncomfortable issues and things to talk about, so you don't like to talk about it. And whenever somebody brings up the issue, you kind of like, even black people do that too. They kind of like get uncomfortable when you bring up the issue. Others, they get emotional in the issue, and they get over emotional, and then they want to, and they're not, they don't use their logic and their higher intellect or whatever. So these issues, it bothers you. But the whole thing is, if you deflect from it and you run away from it, then you're just giving in to fear. And giving in to fear is not the way that you want to live. You know, 2016, no fear. You know what I'm saying? You should be out of this fear business, because look, get out of the fear business. Because, look, let me tell you something. If something is out there and it scares you or it's uncomfortable for you to deal with, that means you need to address it. That means you need to address it. Let me say that again. If something makes you scared or makes you feel uncomfortable when you think about it or it's brought up, that means you need to address it. You need to address why it does or causes the feeling that it causes to you, for what reason and why, and you need to overcome that by addressing it and being honest with yourself. You know, so if anything, I would say normally we do the Monday motivation, and I'm out to give motivation to people and everything, and so anything, I would say, you know, that's some motivation right there, because look, you could tell it, I'm not just talking, I'm talking in specific, I was talking about race and dealing with race issues and the idea of racism and all of this and that. See, a lot of people are phony. They don't want to say what they're talking about or dealing with and be straight up. They want everybody talks in kind of vague, abstract terms, and therefore, because you talk like that, then nobody knows exactly what they're talking about, and then no one can be accused of speaking of what they were saying being offensive. And so, to me, that's the highest level of political correctness. Is everybody talking about, oh, politically correct, you know, you can stop this political correct stuff. Well, you know, I mean, that's kind of been the language, but that has, especially in this society in America. However, call a number 929-477-3093. We got a couple minutes left before we go into the next 15 minutes of the show. So anyway, but yeah, that political correct speak has become the language in America, and therefore nothing ever gets really resolved. Nothing gets resolved. Like, you can hear, if you haven't noticed, listen to a politician, and they'll say, yeah, well, we're gonna handle Hispanic issues. We'll handle Asian issues. We'll handle women's issues. We'll handle gays issues and minorities issues. You never hear them say we'll handle black people's issues. Why is that? Isn't that not political correct speak that you hear them using? But you don't judge them. You don't judge them and approach them and say and confront them about that, though. But you'll confront any person who's talking about, who is like this brother. He said to me, oh, he said, they told me you're on that black power or black empowerment, positive conscious stuff. And I'm like, and you ain't? What are you on? You on the get along train? You on the ratchet and the bullshit non progressive train? What are you on? And I don't know. I mean, I'm not going around saying that's what I'm on. But if that's the type of vibe you get from what I say, then I guess that's what it is. But the only thing is, I'm different from others because I'm not with any group and I'm not trying to be associated with any group in any kind of way, because a lot of the people out here that's claiming that they on some conscious whatever thing or whatever or black power or anything, they're really, you know, a lot of them is just not, you know. The whole thing is, I was telling a friend, these people can't do nothing with each other because they constantly biting at each other's back and they're constantly judging one another and trying to tear down the other person. So it's very sad, the state of the situation, you know what I'm saying? And when you have values and principles that have been given to you by somebody else, and you don't know how to think critically, and you don't know how to use your mind to think in a certain kind of way, you just go off everything as being dogma, especially the church. The church has fouled up people with their religion and all of that stuff, especially black people. But we going off on a rant. Listen, I got less than 30 seconds to go. I didn't even talk about the stuff going on in the news. And, you know, it is what it is. The calling number is 929-477-3093. We're going to go do 15 more minutes. 929-477-3093. Hit me up now and then stay on the line. If you're already on the line, don't hang up or else you have to go to the archives. Right, so... every time this stupid... Sorry about that, y'all. Every time... Sorry about that, y'all. Every time when it goes over into the next half, the overtime, the noise gets loud. So anyway, let me get into part of the reason why I was going into what I was going to about anyway is that, for instance, now we talked about the situation with the gorilla, the young child that fell inside the gorilla habitat and the gorilla moat, whatever you want to call it, at the zoo. There are calls now for the parents to go, end up on charges and whatnot, which I don't totally agree with. I don't really agree with. I don't see, you know, what charges. I mean, it was an accident. You know what I'm saying? Anything could have happened. Now, you know, and I don't believe if it was a white family that they would be doing all of this. But you know what I'm saying? It's a black family, and for some reason, they have to find a way to victimize everybody now. The child went through a traumatizing situation, and now you want to victimize or punish, not victimize, excuse me, you want to punish the parents. Now, I believe it was an accident. I don't think the parents were really at any fault, but I don't know. You have to, I guess they're going to do their investigation. But, yeah, then now, as I said, they didn't show any footage or any video of the actual, but the other part of it is, which they've reported, is that also the zoo might face some legal action against them as well, which I can understand that and see that, because here's the thing, even if the child got out of the parent's eyesight for a couple of seconds, or, you know, 30 seconds or whatever, let's say, and was able to and found their way into the gorilla's habitat, what I'm saying is this, is that it's the zoo's responsibility to ensure that no one can just get into the environment that they've created for the animals on their property in their zoo and just get in there without having a difficult time. Now, if a three-year-old child can get through whatever you set up to get in there, that means an adult could have easily done it and then went in there and messed with the gorilla. So for you to go now and for somehow people to turn it around and say that now they want to figure out criminal action against the parents, which 1 o'clock today, I believe they said there's going to be some prosecutor in that state is going to come out. And if you don't know, this happened in Cincinnati, Ohio. It's going to come out, and they're going to make a statement on whatever they're going to make a statement on, whether or not they're going to charge these parents with something or the zoo or whatever. But to me, the onus goes on the zoo. It doesn't go on the parents, plain and simple. Because here's the whole thing, and you know it's going, and it should go on the zoo, because here's the whole thing. The zoo has already, they claim that they raised the thing up 6 more inches, up to 42 inches, and they put some additional netting and such and whatnot for the situation. So then if their stuff was already properly within the bounds and realm of protecting its visitors and its inhabitants from coming dangerously close to encountering each other, then they would not need to make additional improvements. So therefore, it goes to show you who's at fault. So anyway, that's that. So that's going on with that. And you know, as I said, everything. So outcome of that is going to be today at 1 o'clock, and you know that's what it's going to be. But what I want to tell you though, I'm going to take a quick music break and then come back in, and we'll just end off the show. And it is what it is, because I got a couple of joints I want to play, and so we're going to play this joint right here. This is my joint, I Don't Fuck With You. Y'all should know this, Big Sean and my man E-40. And listen to this.
You, you little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little dumb ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. I got a million trillion things I'd rather fucking do than to be fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I don't give a fuck, bitch, I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. I heard you got a new man, I see you taking the pic. Then you post it up, thinking that it's making me sick. I see you calling, I be making it quick. I'ma answer that shit like I don't fuck with you. Bitch, I got no feelings to go. I swear I had it up to here, I got no feelings to go. I mean for real, fuck how you feel. Fuck it too stiff if it ain't going towards the bill. Yeah, and every day I wake up celebrating shit. Why? Cause I just dodged a bullet from a crazy bitch. I stuck to my guns, that's what made me rich. That's what put me on, that's what got me here. That's what made me this.
And everything that I do is my first name. These hoes chase bread, aw damn, she got a bird brain. Ain't nothing but trilling me, aw man, silly me.
I just bought a crib, 3 stories, that bitch a trilogy. And you know I'm rolling weed and sucking up the ozone. I got a bitch that text me, she ain't got no clothes on. And then another one text me, yo ass next. And I'ma text yo ass back like I don't fuck with you. You little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little dumb ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. I got a million trillion things I'd rather fucking do than to be fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I don't give a fuck, bitch, I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do.
Got a million things on my mind, executive deals online, limited amount of time, chasing these dollar signs, and you ain't on your grind. You liable to find me up in the MGM casino in the deep. Fucking off Eddie, I could have put on property. From the beta to murder mitt, my niggas put murder mission. She choosing, that's her decision. Free my niggas in prison. On the phone with a bitch who can't do shit for a pimp, but make a nigga hella rich. Got a blunt and my dental, blowing hemp and a rental. On my way to Sacramento, late night, Arsenio. I'm never sentimental, go hard or go homeless. Really, hardly a chromeless. You might end up domeless. I bet you she into me, her cheddar she giving me. I make a bitch stand outside forever like the Statue of Liberty. Rest in pimp C, underground king of the South. I raise my styrofoam up and put some drink in my mouth. Why you always coming around with bad news? Say you want me to win, but hope I lose. Asking if I rock with other niggas in the crew. But them niggas cool. It's just that
bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little dumb ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. I got a million trillion things I'd rather fucking do than to be fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I don't give a fuck, bitch, I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. I don't give a fuck, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do.
I got a new chick that I gotta thank God for. I got a new whip that I gotta thank the lot for. Yeah, I got a lot, but want a lot more. Yeah, we in the building, but I'm trying to take it to the top floor.
Yeah, I had to just get that out of my system real quick, you know what I'm saying? Cause a lot of y'all, I don't fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. And I'm your host, Tafari XL, and it's the Block Report. It's a Monday edition, you know. And what can I say, man? It's just a lot going on. There's a lot of good stuff. I try to put out more good stuff than really the negative, and, you know, I just want to express that and let you know it's much more. A couple of things I want to say, too. Wisdom Wednesday show, I'm going to talk about a couple of things. But I want people to understand, you know, you got to check your emotions, you know what I'm saying? You can't be letting your emotions take control of you. And you got to really, when you're approaching certain situations or whatever it is and you're encountering it, you know, you got to deal with logic, rationality, and use that higher intellect. You know what I'm saying? Don't get into any emotional struggles or emotional beefs or whatever kind of situations, you know, because you can really foul yourself up that way and mess up relationships, and then you got to spend time trying to repair things because you're saying things out of an emotional response. And maybe you feel you don't have to or whatever, but hey, you know, not everybody's going to take that type of stuff from you, you know what I'm saying? You know, if people are going to really, you know, when people see you kind of early acting out of your emotions, especially as a man, they're going to want to distance themselves from you. You know what I'm saying? It's not cool. A female can go ahead and get away with that. A man really can't. So, you know, just want to give you give that little bit of information out there. So watch out. Look out for it today. Later at 1 o'clock, this if you're interested in that story with the gorilla in Cincinnati, Ohio, look out for that. They're going to be doing a press conference today at 1. Also, what else is going on there? You know, as I said, you can find the Black Report. We're going to just wrap up the show, and I'm going to play some music and get out of here. I got this joint, this new 2 Chainz that I want to just bust on the show today. So, him and Static Selector, so I just want to bust that on the show today or whatever, and then get up out of here. But yeah, you can find the Black Report on Facebook, facebook.com/TheBlockReport. You can find me, TafariXL, on Instagram at TafariXL, and on Twitter at TafariXL. And anyway, man, I'm out of here. Y'all enjoy your day. Have a productive and positive and prosperous week. And enjoy yourselves and be safe. Peace.
To be on cover of the High Times. Walk in my closet, get sky miles. Trap Einstein, Japanese out of wontons. Gave a D like Shondon, told Shorty Quiet Don. So many acres, man, my kids can't trick or treat. Because the neighbors stay on a whole nother street. Politics as usual, while I bought a suit for it. Puff got a party Friday, I bought a coupe for it. Who you know about the borders and don't drink? I sleep, fuck, shower in my gold link. Got titty boy tatted on a butt cheek. If you don't pray for 7 days, it make 1 week. Let's take a smoke break. Got a 38 special that hold 8. Got a room with marble floors and gold drapes. With a badass bitch that like to serve grapes. Got a rape that I use for a bachelor pad. Still made all A's in back of the class. On the cover now, started from back of the mag. Now it's back of the bag. Got my happiness back. If I happen to brag, it's accepted by the culture. Dunkin' and one touchdown boasting. This is exactly what happened. Mixing coke came with soda. You get me in a roller. You get me, nigga. Hold it. This is Crack Vibe Chronicles. Explore Nautica. Eddie Bauer Expo. AR Silencer. Vibrant like spring colors. Rapping about the team murders. Rapping while mean mugging. Shoulda get supreme coverage. Let's have a smoke break. 38 special, the whole 8. Got a room with marble floors and gold drapes. With a badass bitch that like to serve grapes. Yeah, let's have a smoke break. Got a 38 special, the whole 8. Got a room with marble floors and gold drapes. With a badass bitch that like to serve grapes. Down, man. Static, what's poppin', man? like literally cruise control. I got, you know, so I got my feet up on geeking one. Dig what I'm saying? Touchscreen, everything. Push start, everything. Everything is everything. And that's love. True.